All right. Well, thank you so very much for joining us for another episode of Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey. It's definitely my pleasure to be here again another week. I'm here by myself this week, first time in a little bit. So definitely gotta get back on track there. But appreciate you guys joining, all the support again. It was interesting. Had somebody reach out to me over the weekend and just randomly, kind of let me know how the podcast, various topics have touched them, and the blessing that has been to them. So that was definitely really encouraging, because sometimes you get to a point where you're like, all right, kind of going through the motions. What's really going on? You know, is this really happening? And so it kind of keeps with the same theme that we've been talking about for the last couple weeks, you know, right? We were talking about the fact that, you know, the call is not a conference, your call is not a conference call, right? It's individual. And we're talking about not putting dirt on the potter's wheel. We're going to kind of keep with that same type of theme this week. It's something that is kind of heavy in my heart. And so I want to take a minute and just kind of share my heart with you, share my thoughts with you. Definitely appreciate you guys joining and all the support. Want to encourage you to continue to check out the Facebook page, follow us, follow along with us there, as well as the YouTube page. If you haven't already, subscribe to Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey on YouTube. We're housing both the podcast episodes as well as the house call show that we do as well, doing that as well on YouTube. And so we have, a lot of opportunities. Want to encourage you also to continue to share and invite people to the Facebook page so we can keep interacting. And share your thoughts and ideas, what you would like us to talk about. Not just on the podcast, but on house call as well with the panel. We definitely want to have and get that involvement with all of you guys. We definitely appreciate the thoughts and the feedback. Want to give a shout out to Chanel Lee down there in Florida, Living Beauty Florals. Excuse me. She really is doing some big things down there with her company and what she did, and want to give her some props. She had an event where it was kind of like a build your own bouquet concept, and so that was really cool. She was able to have a good time at that event. And but if you're in that area, hit her up for all your floral needs, whatever the gift might be, whatever you're looking for. And as well, there is a young man, we shared the link on the Reflections page, a young man down in Florida, a DJ. He is coming out with, or has come out with, a shoe line, D180. He's a little sneakerhead. I want to say he's 12, 13 years old. I'm probably wrong on that. He's probably, might be a little older. I know he's a few years younger than my son, but he's down there trying to do big things, a sneakerhead, trying to put his hand to the plow and make, you know, some dreams a reality. So we want to encourage you to, you know, check that out and show some support there as well. We also, are very thankful for the various businesses that we're able to show the support to, and we want to encourage you to, if nothing else. You know, it doesn't cost anything to share a post, to like a page, invite somebody to a page, share the page, and you can help make a dream come true just like that. I mean, you figure a lot of times people end up going to a movie or watching a movie or buying a video game based on somebody else's word of mouth feedback. So try to be there and try to help out some other people as well. So definitely want to encourage you there. So we are going to go ahead. We'll jump into the episode tonight, of course. Mirrors have three purposes: to show you who you were, show you who you are, and help you become who it is you want to be. So we're going to take just a minute. We're going to face the reflection, face the man in the mirror, and see if we can't become better than what we started the day as. So I entitled the podcast, Be Like Popcorn. Well, Dr. Harvey, what do you mean, be like popcorn? All right, well, be like popcorn. So now, a lot of us are spoiled. I'm going to date myself now. And honestly, it didn't really have to be done like this when I was a kid either, except when I would visit certain people. But most of us, when we think about when we go get popcorn, right, when we're talking about making popcorn for the night, we're going to have a family movie night, we grab that bag of microwave popcorn, right? We throw it in the microwave, hit the button, and we just kind of forget about it, right? Okay, well, you know, I mean, you can still kind of parallel this concept to there, but before that, we had the air popper, right? You dump the kernels in, and it would just heat the air up, spin around, and it had a little thing come out, and it'd pop up, right, and come out. But before that even, a lot of times, like, I have a friend of mine, his mom, she would make popcorn right on the stove, right? Pan, put some oil in the pan, and, you know, put the kernels in after it got hot. That's how she would make popcorn. Almost like, when you see those Jiffy Pop, right? You buy, you put it on the stovetop. whatever. It was that same kind of concept before it became commercialized like that. And so you have in this pan, right? You have the same pan. You have the same oil that's affecting the kernels. You essentially have the same heat, right? The same variables being applied to these various kernels of corn. Now, even then, these kernels of corn, they pop at their own pace. They pop at different, you know, like I said, at their own pace, at different frequencies. They pop and they're different shapes, they're different sizes. Some are fully popped, others are kind of half-heartedly popped and still, you know, they still got that big piece of kernel on them. Others don't pop at all, right? It's a process. But when you're making the popcorn, right, you put the popcorn in the bowl, you add your butter, your salt, you whatever you're adding to it, you're not really worried about what happened with each individual kernel. You're worried about what happened with everything as a whole. And each individual kernel is not worried about what the other kernel's doing. It's not like, oh, well, we can't be popcorn because that kernel didn't pop, so it's a wrap, you know, we can't do this, you know. And so I think it's important that we kind of understand and grasp that concept, right? Even with microwave popcorn, you throw the popcorn in, you throw the bag in the microwave, you hit the timer, and you kind of set it, forget it, you come back, and hopefully, now we all have people like this that like to, you know, especially at work, they'll burn a bag of popcorn at work and the whole place smell like smoke. I used to be one of them people because I like burnt popcorn. It is what it is, you know. But unfortunately, everybody else at work, they don't like the smell of burnt popcorn. So you got to work with that. But so you have these circumstances, right? Even in the bag of microwave popcorn, not every kernel pops, right? And not every kernel looks the same, and not every kernel is fully popped, or, you know, whatever the case may be. They're at different variables, but they are still popcorn. It's still popcorn. It still completed its task, you know, and I think that's important to recognize, because oftentimes we have a tendency to compare everything that we go through to everywhere else, right? Or we have a tendency to think that because, well, I'm a small kernel, so even if I pop, I'm not going to make much of a difference, right? A lot of times it's like that. And so some of you guys know, you know, if you follow the page at all and keep up with any of the lives, know that I went ahead and announced my candidacy for to run for mayor here in Olean, New York. And, you know, at first glance, oh man, you know, I don't know if that's really what you want to do. You know, you got naysayers, you got people that, you know, they've been in the game a little while, you know, and you got good advice, bad advice, you got good things being said, bad things being said, you know, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, it comes down to, I understand what type of popcorn I am. I understand the kind of kernel I am. And so you have to be able to walk out what it is that you're intended to do. And that process isn't always great, right? So you're in the pan and you're in the oil. That oil is hot. It's not comfortable, right? There's a transition that's taking place with each kernel of corn. It's becoming something different. Now, I don't know if the rest of y'all have taken a minute and, you know, have ever tried to take a handful of popcorn kernels and put them in your mouth and just chew on them. Any of y'all ever do that? Most people don't. Most people I know have not grabbed a handful of uncooked popcorn kernels, put them in their mouth, and try to chew on them. Why? Because number one, that's not what they're intended for. Number two, it's not going to taste good. Number three, it's just not, you know, it's going to be hard on the teeth. Like, there's a lot of negatives involved in that, right? There's no real purpose in doing that. Now, after the popcorn's been popped, right, sometimes you've got those kernels that just kind of started to open. See, for me, I like those, you know? I'll chomp on those, you know, all day, you know, whatever. Some people like them, some people don't. Like I said, I like burnt popcorn, some people don't. So you're not going to be the flavor that everybody likes. You're not going to be necessarily at the stage of the game where everybody thinks you should be, but it's going to be beneficial to somebody. Right? There's going to be somebody that's going to enjoy that popcorn, regardless of the stage that it's in. So you have to understand, as you're going through this process and this transition, so the popcorn, in order to change and transform from being a kernel into being that edible popcorn that we enjoy, it's got to go through a process, right? And that process oftentimes is, it's not comfortable. It's getting outside, like I said, it's not comfortable. It's getting outside of your comfort zone. And a lot of times, in order to do different things and in order to make different changes in your life, you've got to take some risk. You got to deal with a little bit of heat. And that heat isn't necessarily bad. I think a lot of times when we talk about, oh, you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Like, we take that mentality like it's bad. It's not bad. Just because it's different doesn't mean it's bad. Just because it's complicated doesn't mean it's bad. Just because it's difficult doesn't mean it's bad. Just because there's challenges doesn't mean it's bad. Just because it might not be something you've ever done before, you might be scared, you might be nervous, you might be hesitant, that oil's getting hot, right? Every time you think you're ahead of the game, you got another obstacle that steps up in front of you. Even though that might be what's happening, even though that might be the direction that is going and taking place, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad. Why? Because that kernel of corn prior to being cooked, right? That kernel of popcorn before it's cooked, it's not really enjoyable. It's not beneficial. You're not going to throw a handful of them in your mouth and chew them up, right? It's got to go through that process. So you have to understand that the process that you're going through, regardless of if you pop at the same time somebody else pops, or if you pop as full as somebody else pops, you're not meant to be another kernel of popcorn. You're meant to be your own kernel of popcorn. And I can't stress that enough. You have to be true to what it is that you do and walk out in your life. When I decided that, you know, that I wanted to run, and I, you know, ultimately I want to make a difference in my community. I want to make a difference in my city. I you know, believe the city deserves transparency. I believe that the city deserves, you know, leadership that's looking out for them. And, you know, there's several different aspects of that. And, you know, without getting into those details on this particular podcast, there's a sincere passion there. And with that being said, I understand that as I go through that, not everybody is going to look how I look. Not everybody is going to do things how I do things. Not everybody. And that's okay. That's important. You know, it is important to surround yourself with a diverse group of people that you can gain wisdom from, right? Like, you guys know, a lot of times I especially with my background, I lean on scripture, right? When I talk about looking into that mirror, a lot of times that's scripture that I'm referring to. And so when I look at scripture, it tells me that, you know, I seek out wise counsel, right? That I seek out wisdom. And so in doing so, you know, you have people, not surrounding yourself by people that are telling you every idea you have is great, because that's not the case. Not every idea you have is great. Not every idea you have is going to work. Sometimes what the best option is and the best opportunity is not even your idea or your personal opinion. Oftentimes it comes from other areas and other opportunities. And so if you surround yourself with all those other kernels of corn, right, and you're all going through your own individual processes, you're all going through that heat, right? That oil's heating up and getting hot. And even on most pans, right? The heat on the pan sometimes is hotter over here than it is over here. Like, most of us have a pan like that where we can kind of, we know where it's hotter and where it's not. Or if you have electric stoves are notorious for this. Like, one part of the burner's hotter than the other part. I prefer gas. That's just me personally. I just think it cooks nicer, but more evenly. But you have that, right? So there's different, even though you're in the same oil, even though you're being affected by heat, so you're being affected essentially in the same way, the levels of heat might be different, which may affect how quickly you do or do not pop, right? That's okay, because at the end of the day, when you guys get done with your process, when I do what I'm supposed to do, and you do what you're supposed to do, and they do what they're supposed to do, and he does what he's supposed to do, and she did what she was supposed to do, at that point in time, now we come together. Now we become that bowl of popcorn that people can enjoy, right? And you know what? I might not be person A's favorite piece of popcorn. I might be a little too done, or maybe a too underdone, you know? But there's somebody that's going to enjoy the way that I was cooked. And you have to look at that as you approach things in your life. Not everybody is going to appreciate your process, and they don't have to, okay? They do not have to. They don't. It's great. It's great to have people, you know, pat you on the back. It's great to have people there and tell you you're doing all these things great, and you know, oh yeah, we got you, and we, you know, listen, a lot of times your biggest supporters are going to be people you've never met. A lot of times, you know, when you own a business, or, you know, like in this case, doing a podcast, right? Some of my biggest supporters are people I've never met, as far as the podcast is concerned. And you know what? It is what it is. I used to get upset about that. It used to be like, really? You know, I do this and I support this person that way and da da da. But listen, we're two different pieces of corn, right? We're two different kernels, and we're going through two different processes, and that's okay. You know, and so we have to get out of this mentality, because if you're doing what you're doing in your life for the applause of people, or you're doing what you're doing in your life for your own personal ego, then you will be affected by the critique of other individuals. You'll constantly be seeking out validation from other individuals. And you have to bring yourself to a place where you can remove yourself from that and understand that that's not why you're doing what you're doing. You're walking out what you're doing for you. Ultimately, the things that you do in your life and that you go through in your life, whether people view it as big or small, if it's your purpose, it's big and it's important. And that means if you're called to ministry, if you're called to politics, if you're called to be a doctor, if your purpose in life is to be a teacher, if your purpose in life is to work a 9-to-5 and raise a family, if your purpose in life is to be a truck driver, if your purpose in life is to, listen, regardless of what your purpose is, and regardless how other people view it, it's big and it's important. Why? Because it's yours. And it's your opportunity and it's your job to walk in the fullness of that purpose. And it's not always easy. It is not always easy. It's easy to, it's much easier that when the oil gets hot, it's much easier to say, just forget this. I don't want to pop. I don't want to go through the transformation. I don't want to go through the transition. I don't want to deal with it. Get me out the pan. Get me out the oil. You know, I'm done with it. And just be stubborn, right? It's easier to do that. Why? Because it's comfortable. It's comfortable not to change. But we have to change. And we have to evolve. And we have to get better with the things that we do. And in everyday life, in everyday conversations with people, in everyday, you know, interactions with people, even at the gas station, at the grocery store, in our families, phone conversations, how we interact with people on social media. Like, I think sometimes with social media, people feel like because we're not face-to-face, there's no consequences to the things that I say. And so people really lash out oftentimes in ways that they normally wouldn't. Now, that's a two-edged sword. It reveals a lot about a person, which is oftentimes unfortunate. But the other aspect of that is it doesn't allow you a level of accountability, because you essentially, you know, you're hiding behind, you know, behind a computer screen. So, oh, I can say what I want, and all they're going to do is type a response. They can't really do anything. So people, they no longer have this respect for other individuals and how they feel. And I'm not saying that when you walk out your purpose, that you need to be overly concerned with how other people feel about it. But I do think you need to take into consideration that you're treating other people with respect. Okay, I think that's extremely important. It is extremely important to understand that oftentimes the things that you do, the ripples that you create in that pond, they're eventually going to reach the shore, even if you don't go to that part of the shore, even if you don't go to that particular side. And I think oftentimes we don't realize that many times the people who are greatly affected by the things that we say and do are people that we don't necessarily encounter, necessarily that we interact with on a day-to-day basis. People are watching. People are definitely watching. You know, somebody, I saw somebody share a post one time on, I don't know if it was Instagram or Facebook, but, you know, they said something to the effect of, you know, you put up a post and that post will get like 10 likes, right? Or 10 reactions to it. But you put something in your story and like 112 people look at it, you know. More people are watching than are going to acknowledge that they're watching. And you know what? That's okay. That's perfectly fine. Just be you, and be you with integrity. be you with integrity. As you walk this thing out, as you go through the heat of that oil, as that popcorn kernel, and you're going through that transition to become popcorn to pop, even if everyone else is popping around you, if it's not time for you to pop yet, don't pop. That's okay. Cheer for them. It's okay to cheer for other people as they walk in their success. It'll be your time. You'll get your time too, as long as you stay faithful and diligent to what it is that you're doing. And that doesn't mean everybody's going to agree with you. Again, it doesn't mean everything's going to be comfortable. But it does mean that I can interact with everybody respectfully. It does mean that I can keep going towards my purpose, whatever that is. You know, I can keep pressing through. That oil, that heat, that pressure that we feel, right, that takes us and makes that transition from the popcorn kernel to the popcorn, we oftentimes view it, like I said earlier in the podcast, we view it as a negative thing for whatever reason. We view it as negative because ultimately it's change, and change is uncomfortable. You know, I've been encouraging people, you know, as of late and since getting involved with different things here in the city for, you know, a few months now and in recent months to get involved. And, you know, well, why should I get involved? Well, because it affects you. So get involved. Find out what's being done that affects you. That's just be responsible in that regard, because maybe what's being done may or may not be in the best interest. And you know, maybe it just takes that other perspective. You could bring another perspective to the board that maybe everyone else has missed. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about the working with and embracing the level of diversity that we live in today's society, is because we can get so many different thought processes to look at the same thing. And we can take those perspectives and we can approach it from different angles, so we can come up with the best solution. Excuse me. And so, you know, I encourage people to do that. You want to things change, you see things change, whether in your personal life, whether in your family, whether in your city, whether in state and federal government. If you want to see things change, if you want to see something different happen, you've got to be the change. You've got to get involved. What are you going to do? You know, staying in the bag of popcorn kernels isn't going to help you become popcorn, right? You know, do you have the potential to be popcorn? You sure do. But I believe one of the richest places in the world is the graveyard. One of the richest places in the world is the graveyard. And it's not because of material things that people get buried with. I believe that the graveyard is one of the richest places in the world, very simply because there is so much potential that people were afraid to step into. People were afraid to go ahead with the idea. They got silenced by somebody else. The atmosphere didn't foster conversation. So for all these different things, that idea, that thought process was silenced. That potential was never realized. So people go to the grave with all these ideas, all this potential, all these business opportunities, all these solutions to problems that we face day to day, and they never tap into that. And so I do. I believe the graveyard is the richest place in the world because there's so much untapped potential. Why? Because we were concerned with how fast everybody else was. Oh, I gotta pop. Everybody else is popping. I gotta pop. And so you pop, but you only kind of halfway pop because you rushed it. You wanted to be seen so bad you became a shooting star, and you were only seen for a few moments instead of one of the stars that hangs consistently in the constellation for year after year after year after year. I want to be a fixture. I want to be stable in my purpose. I want to be a star that's there year-round, or that's there in season when it's supposed to be there. I don't want to be a shooting star that's there for but a moment. I don't want to pop too soon. I don't want to pop too late. I want to pop just when I'm supposed to. And if you walk out your process, if you walk out your purpose, then that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to have that opportunity. You know, I can't encourage you enough to stop looking at other people and stop trying to make things like everybody else. And you know, one of the things that I'm, I tend to, I don't want to say that I'm critical of, but I definitely raise an eyebrow oftentimes, is churches a lot of times will try to mimic everything that another church does that is seemingly popular or that's large or that they view as successful. So now you have all these churches that do all the same things. There's no individual personality to the ministry. You got preachers trying to preach like everybody else. Listen, I love the style of a lot of different preachers. I really do. There's a certain style that I enjoy as far as orators are concerned. But if I try to preach like them, I'm gonna sound like a clown. If I try to speak like them, it's gonna be terrible. I'm gonna lose people. I'm not gonna make any kind of impact. Why? Because I'm trying to be something I was not intended to be. I'm here instead of going through my process and my transition to become popcorn, I'm trying to become pasta. I could go for some pasta right now. I could definitely do that. But that's not what my purpose is. I'm a kernel corn right now. I'm trying to turn into popcorn. So I got to go through that process. So I have to be me. I have to be uniquely and genuinely and sincerely me. And that's how I make a difference. That's how I make a difference in my personal life, in my family's life, one-on-one relationships with people in the community. That's how I make a difference, by being who I am, by being the real me, by being the kernel of corn that I was intended to be, by going through the process that I was intended to go through. And I think that's important. I think it's really important to realize that and to recognize that as we go through different things. There's nothing wrong with getting pointers and trying to do things similar, but don't lose yourself in trying to do that. Don't try so hard to be someone else that you forget who you really are. And another thing that I'll stress, be who you are with integrity. Stay true to the things that you believe. Stay true to the things that in your heart you believe are right and that you know are right. And in doing so, you can do that and be respectful of other people. Not everybody has to think the way you think. People don't think the way I think. Not everybody does. Not everybody thinks how I think. Not everybody thinks every idea I have is great, or everything I believe in or agree with is fantastic. But that doesn't mean I treat them differently. You're still a person. You have value. You have, because my faith tells me you have value, whether you believe the same thing I do or not. Sometimes I think that a lot of us under the umbrella of Christianity have forgotten that you don't have to believe what I believe for you to carry value. Would I like you to? Sure. Yeah, of course, everybody would like you, to believe what they believe and be on the same side and this, that, and the other. But the reality is that's not how it happens. And so you have to be able to discuss things with people, agree to disagree sometimes, or compromise where you can compromise. But in compromise, don't lose the heart behind what you're pursuing, if that makes sense. Okay. If you're trying to bring change to a community and that compromise ultimately leaves you in the same spot, well, maybe that compromise wasn't the right compromise. Maybe we got to reevaluate and maybe compromise somewhere else so there can be change. Because if there's no change, then what really took place? You just got the Band-Aid and so, oh, we're going to appease you for a little bit. We're going to make it look pretty for a little bit, and then we're going to move on. And we do that in our personal lives. We do that in relationships that we have. And, we do that in our communities and in our churches. And we've got to stop doing that. We got to stay true to who we are and grow. That's a process. It's okay. Can we normalize saying, you know what, I'm wrong, I made a mistake? Can we normalize that? Can we normalize saying, hey, I don't have the best idea, but the other 15 people in the room, somebody might? Can we normalize going, you know what, I don't know, let me ask somebody that does, or let me see what somebody else thinks? Like, that is okay. One of the first steps to wisdom is to be able to say, I don't know. I can give you my opinion, I can give you my thoughts, but I really don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Let's go find out. Let's put our heads together with people that have resources, that have experience, and let's see what they say. Because you know what? You're not always the smartest guy in the room. And recognizing that is the first step to becoming the smartest guy in the room, if that makes sense. I like to play spades. Spades, dominoes, right? Both. And my partner, I can deal with a lot of things playing with my partner, right? I can deal with you not being very good. I can deal with, but if you cut me, man, we're going to struggle for a little bit. I'm going to think twice before I want you to be my partner again. I could take that approach, or I could take the time to see if, man, do you really understand what we're doing here? You know, maybe educate you on the game. And now you could become a better player than I ever thought of being because I took that time, right? Instead of allowing my immediate emotion. A lot of times that's what we allow ourselves to do. We let that immediate emotion force us to pop sooner than we were supposed to pop. So we're an unfinished popcorn, right? We're an unfinished piece of popcorn. We're still kind of half kernel because we jumped the gun on things. And so we've got to take a minute sometimes and reprocess. But I will say this. Don't approach things even in saying, I don't know. Don't use I don't know as an excuse to never find out. Or use it as an excuse to let somebody else do it. I think oftentimes, especially where our communities are concerned, we sit back and, oh, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what kind of a difference I could make. And so we just sit back and don't do anything at all. And we just expect someone else to do it. And so that I don't know becomes an excuse. And those who specialize in excuses build monuments of nothingness. Those that specialize in excuses build monuments of nothingness. Listen, I ain't got all the answers, but I'm willing to dig with you. You know, I might not be able to do all this myself. I might need some help with this plow, but I'll put my hands right there with you. You want to get dirty? We'll get dirty. Let's make it happen. You know, I'll be there with you. There's been many a night I've gotten a phone call from someone or a text message from someone because of something they're going through. I could very easily ignore it, roll over, and go to bed. But I don't. Why? Because I've been on the other side of that coin. I've been the one reaching out to people. I've been the one, you know what? And I don't know what kind of a difference I can make. I might not know what to say to that person, but the fact that I take a minute to reply to the text or pick up the phone and just say hello, sometimes that in itself can make all the difference because I made the decision to go through my process, right? That's part of my process. Your process, again, is not going to be comfortable. It is not. And you cannot sit back and just wait for everyone else to make the difference. Because everyone else's purpose is not your purpose. And you have a purpose in your personal life. You have a purpose when it comes to your friend and family relationships. And you have a purpose within your own community. And you have an opportunity every day you wake up, every day you open your eyes and you take a breath, whether it's a good day or what we think of as a bad day, right? I had some obstacles to hit me this last week, right? Something happened over the weekend I didn't expect. I was stoked. I was thinking it was going to go a different direction, and it did not. And it was a swift kick in the gut. It was a swift kick in the gut. And, you know, for a minute, I say a minute, for a while that night, I was feeling kind of down. I was a little stressed out. You know, I was like, oh, man, what are we going to do? How are we going to approach this? What's going to be the next step? And I'm thankful that the other colonels that were in that frying pan with me, that were going through the process to become popcorn, they were like, listen, it's all right. It's just not time to pop yet. Relax. We got this. It's going to be okay. If I didn't have people like that around me, one piece of popcorn is not going to be enough to satisfy. I don't care who you are. Me, I need a lot. I'm a big guy. And so having those other individuals around me to be able to go, hey, pull your head out your fourth point of contact. It's going to be all right. You know, and even have, you know, somebody challenge me to the effect of, well, hey, didn't you just talk about how your call wasn't a conference call? Didn't you just talk about walking out your process, trusting the process? It's like, man, listen, give me a day. Let me process this. But no, the fact of the matter is we don't always have a day. We don't always have a luxury to pout and to throw a temper tantrum and to get discouraged. And it's easy to get discouraged. It's going to happen at times, right? But you can't stay there. As soon as you recognize it, you got to find a way to change it. And whether that's through other people or just getting recentered and refocused, but at the end of the day, you got to do something to make a difference in your own personal life and make a difference in your community. You have an opportunity to step to the plate and make things happen. I don't care where you live. I don't care, you know, where you live, what your status is. I don't care how much money you make. If you have an opportunity, you wake up that morning, you open your eyes and you take a breath, you have an opportunity to put your hand to the plow. I guarantee there's somebody else that's willing to put their hand to that plow with you. You just got to be able to make sure that you're in the pan and you're going through the process. As that kernel, you're becoming popcorn. You got to go through the process. You got to. And that heat comes at different times and different levels, but it's the same oil. Everybody in the same oil. They're in the same pan. They're trying to go through the same transformation. And you don't have to do it alone, but even if you do it alone, or even if you're doing it in a group and everybody else is popping, don't pop till it's time to pop. Don't jump till it's time to jump. Don't click on. Walk out your process. Understand when you look at the things in your life, whether they go your way or don't go your way, you can't make excuses for them. Well, I'm not making excuses. It's what happened. It's justification. You know what? After you point it out the first couple times and you decide to do something about the issue and you're attempting to do something about the issue, then I'll agree with you. It's not an excuse. It is what happened, but you're trying to move forward. Cool. But if every time you're trying to move forward, you continue to make an excuse, you continue to point out that obstacle that was put in front of you, at that point in time, you're using it as an excuse. You're justifying why you're not walking out your purpose. That is becoming an excuse. And again, those who specialize in excuses will spend their time building monuments of nothingness. Excuses are the tools of the weak. And those who specialize in them will build monuments of nothingness. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. It might be harder because of XYZ. They might have put this type of obstacle in your way because of XYZ. It might not be fair. It might, and you know what? All those things may be true, but are you trying to change it so it is fair for the next person? Are you trying to change it so it is a level playing field for everybody? Are you trying to make a difference so you can overcome and you can show people, listen, regardless of what comes your way, regardless of how hot the oil is, regardless of how quickly everybody else is or is not popping around you, you can still get through this process. There's people that'll go through it with you. You have to understand, as you walk this thing out, not to look at and try to become everybody else, because you're not everybody else, but it's okay to lean on other people at different points in time, and it's okay for them to lean on you at different points in time. But it can't be an all the time thing. Sometimes you got to stand on your own. Right? One of the things in Scripture when, you know, the Israelites were... fighting at one point, and the sun was starting to go down, right? And, you know, they had to hold Moses' arms up. So, you know, they're holding Moses' arms up. Well, that's great if you have people to hold your arms up, but that didn't happen every time Moses had to walk out his purpose. So if every time you have to walk out your purpose, somebody has to come hold your arms up, you need to reevaluate yourself, because there's something you're missing. Because there should be some points where you grow in level of maturity where you begin to hold other people up. Where you begin to inspire other people, where other people begin to follow in your footsteps. Even if those are small, what you think are small. See, what you think might be small, you planting that seed, yeah, that may be small. But the person that benefits from the harvest, that could be great. And I want to encourage you, now more than ever is a time to plant the seed. Plant the seed in yourself. Plant the seed in your community, plant the seed in your family, plant the seed, because we have an opportunity to bring a harvest to fruition. So I want to encourage you tonight, be like popcorn. Pop at your own pace. Pop at your own pace and your own level of fulfillment and your own purpose. Be like popcorn. You guys, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. If you can, again, like and share the video. Invite people to the page. Subscribe to the YouTube page if you haven't already. You can catch us on pretty much any listening platform. iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Amazon, Anchor, TuneIn Radio, Radio Public. I mean, we're just a Google away. You just got to, you know, type it in and you can search any one of those out. You can catch us on those listening platforms. Again, YouTube, Facebook. Catch us tomorrow night at 7:30 for a house call. We are jumping into Women History Month. And so we're going to have some good conversation there with the guys. And in the coming weeks on the podcast and on house call, we'll be having some more intimate, if I could use that word, type of topics. as well as other guests that we'll be bringing on. So I want to encourage you to tune into those and keep up with what's going on. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss a video. And again, thank you guys all for the love and support. Keep me in your prayers, walking out this thing, definitely trying to and wanting to make a difference and make an impact and really be a voice for the people and really see the people receive what it is that they deserve. And so keep me in your prayers as far as that's concerned. As always, we'll pray for you. You pray for me, and we'll catch you next time on Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey.